Meeting of the San Luis Obispo, South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District Board of Directors for Thursday, August 13th, 2015. It's 3:45 p.m. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Director Nichols.
Here.
Director Guerrero.
Here.
Chairman Hill.
Here. I'd like to take the there's two items on the agenda. I'd like to take the closed session out of order, if possible. On a special meeting such as this, we have opportunity for public comment, but public comment should be limited to those items that are on the agenda this afternoon. We cannot take general public comment, which is the subject for our regular board meeting, which will be Wednesday evening. So is there anyone who has a comment on the closed session item at this time?
Debbie Peterson, Grover Beach, and former director of the, or yeah, well, you're directors of the San District. And I wanted, because Mr. Director Guerrero is the only one who actually has institutional memory of the last couple of years, I thought it might be helpful to just go back over how we got to where we are today from then. And so I wanted to first say thank you to Rick, because Rick was part of a team that was put together that really turned the district around. And the issue I think that is ahead of us now is that although we've turned it around, in 2 years of promises to the Regional Water Quality Control Board and 8 years before that, we haven't started the critical process of redundancy. And so I'm hoping that the board will be able to take us to that next step with their hiring of the next individual. So if I could go back to go over what happened is when we reorganized the district back in 2013, we had asked Paul Karp to come in order to advise us how we should go. And he brought in Rick Sweet and two engineers who worked under Rick, and they did a wonderful job. And his proposal and what we followed and what he did, his proposal after being there for a while and checking things out, was that we should have a part-time administrator, and that administrator could carry things forward on a part-time basis. It wouldn't be necessary to have a full-time administrator. And he managed himself to actually do that on about 6 hours a week. So there's been a lot of talk out there that we need a full-time administrator, and I think that would take us back to where we were with much higher costs than we actually need in the district. And so I'm hoping that we can remember the advice that we were given by the guy who fixed it, and he's fixed it more than once. He did it early in the 80s when we were nearly bankrupt, and he did it again very recently. So One of the things that's come up, which is new to me, but had been mentioned to me, is that we actually that really historically, way back in the 90s, Ellison ran it for years and years and years and did a really good job. And so I'm hearing, this is hearsay, but basically he ran the plant, he was in charge. It was the guy who actually has the license who calls the shots, not the administrator, not the engineer, but it's the guy with the license, because he's the one who loses his job and his career and his livelihood if it doesn't run right, and he's the one who's formally trained to do it. So I'm thinking that we might want to rethink it. We were in this thing where we have to have an administrator, and the administrator is the one who's in charge of everything. I'm thinking maybe we ought to look at using the resources that we have and then bring in someone underneath our licensed superintendent to actually support him and to help with his job, bring in another licensee, that might be a more efficient and even perhaps structurally the right way to do it. So I wanted to just put that before you and ask you to think maybe a little bit differently than we have been up until now, and to thank you for your hard work and wish you all luck in the world with this decision. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any other comment on the closed session item?
Good afternoon. I am Julie Tacker, and I would first encourage you to accept the resignation. Clearly, Mr. Sweet's heart is somewhere else. He's ready. I had some questions about kind of how we got here. This resignation letter that's attached to your packet today. Doesn't have a date on it, so I'd like to know when it was tendered. When did it become public record? I learned about this on Friday morning. I got a phone call from the reporter, managing editor, whatever Karen Bealey's title is at Cal Coast News, asking me if I had heard about it. She had heard about it from the District 4 supervisor, who had heard about it from Linda Austin in Oceano, who had heard about it from Mary Lucy in Oceano, Mary Lucy being a board member, alternate, albeit alternate. And it struck me that this is a personnel matter and that letting this cat out of the bag should have happened in a different manner. And so I was sort of caught off guard that I'd be hearing about it through the press, sort of backwards. And then last night, Ms. Lucy announced today's special meeting and that the resignation actually took place on Thursday, the 6th of August. So she mentioned that at her Oceano meeting. So I just thought that this immediate timeline was important and that I'm not sure why we're here today. From the letter, it says that Mr. Sweet has 30 days, according to his contract, to, unless your board wants to accept the resignation sooner, and maybe that's why we're here, we're accepting it sooner, but it clearly could have waited till your next regular meeting, or should have been acted on days ago if you wanted to let him go. So I would recommend that you accept the resignation, and then I will have some ideas on what we do on the next item for the future. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comment on the closed session item?
Patty Welsh, Arroyo Grande. First off, I want to address the time of this meeting. 3:45 in the afternoon with 24 hours notice. Boy, it makes me think this is another attempt to keep the public out of the process. It shows a total lack of transparency, and I think, if anything else, we could have waited until the normal meeting time. But I think I think the time has come to accept Mr. Sweet's resignation immediately. However, I do want to add that we need to make sure it is a true letter of resignation. I would like to see the letter, on his letter, when will be the last day of work? Because I noticed also that there was no date on the letter. After the ordeal we went through with our prior city manager in Arroyo Grande, we need to cross our T's and dot our I's. Here are some of my reasons why I think the letter should be accepted and the district move on. Rick doesn't seem to have his heart in the job anymore. He does not pay attention a lot of times during these meetings. He can't get things on the agenda that the board asked for. We have the attorney do work that was not asked by the board, such as the rules of decorum that almost cost us money. I don't feel the public is happy with his work. I know I'm not. How is it that Paul Karp did a lot more work in 6 hours a week than Rick can get done in 10? Does he not know how to prioritize what needs to be done, or doesn't he care? The board will ask for an item to come back in 2 weeks, yet it's back on the agenda the following week. The Oceano billing dispute has still not come back with other options, yet has been on the agenda 3 or 4 times. He seems to push things off for the attorney to do, just adding to the cost of running the district. We don't need a general manager that seems to be working for Pavo and not for the district. He seems to want billing to go back to Oceano, and it is clear that the boat has sailed and the 2 board members want to move in another direction. Rick seems to stall and delay getting Mr. Knutson hired and getting to the bottom of the problems that occurred under Mr. Wallace. Why? We need to understand what went wrong if those problems aren't going to occur again. Also, when Mr. Hill asked to put on the agenda a performance review of the general manager, Rick turned into a diva. He turns in a letter of resignation and then does not show up for work for days on end. Is this what we want of a general manager? I think it is a good business practice to do a job review every 6 months or once a year. Most of all, we need to do what is best for this district. We need a redundancy plan, and we need it yesterday. I watched John Clemens cross-train and do things in-house and has done a great job turning this district around. We need someone with the drive Mr. Clemens has as the general manager. And I think John would make a great interim general manager. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other comment on the closed session item?
Good afternoon, Beatrice Spencer. I have to say, as a resident of Arroyo Grande, this does feel a little bit like deja vu. When the city of Arroyo Grande scheduled a special meeting at noon on a Saturday, and that backfired big time. So in spite of the fact that there isn't a room full of people here, just know how difficult it is, I'm sure, as you all do, so many of you have taken off work too to be here, that attending a 3:45 meeting on a Thursday isn't always the easiest thing to manage. And I, too, am a little bit perplexed as to why this couldn't have either waited until the next meeting or been held at a time when it would be easier for residents to get here. That aside, I would like to say also that, hearkening back to the difficult days at Arroyo Grande several months ago, we were left without a city manager for a while, and it worked quite well for us to move someone up who's already in the ranks. She did a wonderful job acting as an interim for us until we could hire a more permanent interim, and then now we've got our full-time new city manager. And I believe if Mr. Clemens is willing to take on that task, he's the likely one to tap on the shoulder and ask to do that for us, which would give us some time to really put some thought into hiring someone and find out exactly how many hours a week were needed to get this job done. We do have some big projects ahead of us. This redundancy thing, who knows if it can be done on Mr. Sweet's time frame of 10 hours a week. And that's nothing negative towards him. I just don't know. I mean, this is a huge project we have. He's limited by his number of hours, and so perhaps it is time to really evaluate what we do need moving forward. But I would be thrilled if Mr. Clemens was tapped on the shoulder and asked to lead us forward from here. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment on the closed session item?
Good evening. My name is April McLaughlin. Sorry, I'm used to evening meetings, not middle of the day meetings when I'm supposed to be at work. I feel that this is a point we are at right now that continues the change that we've wanted for the CSD or for this district. This person's activities have been called into question many, many, many times. Various members of the board have even said maybe there aren't enough hours being utilized by this position to get the job done. So I think that a resignation being accepted would be in the best interest of the district, and I personally would ask that you would do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on the closed session item? Okay, hearing none at this time, the board will move to the closed session. Returning from closed session, we can ask for the report from closed session, or I can make the report from closed session, if that would be more appropriate.
Whatever you would like, sir.
Go ahead, Jim. The board met in closed session and has voted to accept the resignation of the general manager effective September 11th. And he will continue in his position at that time to continue his service to the district. So we appreciate that. Moving on to item 3A, consideration of preparation of an RFP for district manager position.
Mayor Hill, would it be more appropriate to hear this on Wednesday when there might be more public participation? Since we do have Mr. Sweet available till September 11th and we could get a staff report?
I might recommend that you might open the public comment.
Sure.
And then we can continue this item to the regular board meeting on next week.
Okay. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about
since
that.
Since there are people here on this item.
Yeah, there are people here. We could take comment, sure.
I would, I'm not opposed to that at all. With that, is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on the item 3A, including the potential for, we'll perhaps table this till the next meeting?
Good afternoon again. I am Julie Tacker, and you have four items to consider here, and for the benefit of the public who's not reading the agenda. One is to discuss the district's approach to filling the general manager position. Two is to direct staff to prepare an RFP for immediate release. Three is identify potential interim general managers. And four, take whatever other appropriate actions necessary to ensure that the general manager position is timely filled. Discussing the approach to filling the manager's position, I think that's something that you definitely should do and will do. It's the item two, direct staff to prepare an RFP for immediate release. RFPs are, this is more of a hiring process, and you wouldn't do a request for proposal. You would solicit, you would have a job description, and then you would you know, do a job posting, and there'd be a, sometimes districts actually hire someone to do a search. I hope you don't go that direction. But I think RFP is misplaced here. And then identifying potential interim general manager. I think you heard from the public earlier. I think we're all who follow the district well know that Mr. Clemens would be ideal to step in any interim time. Because I don't think you'll have someone new by this September 11th date. And then taking whatever action, whatever is appropriate action to ensure a timely fulfillment. Again, if Mr. Clemens is chosen as the interim general manager, I think you've got time to make your selection. Take all the time you need, because I have seen districts rush into general managers that then don't work, it doesn't work out, becomes very costly, and so I think you want to, you know, take this step very slowly. At the same time, you are searching for new legal counsel, and I think you'll have common conversations with those candidates, and so I think it'll be really refreshing to have a whole new staff working for the district. I think with the Knutson report coming out as well, I think we'll just have real clean slate, and I look forward to it. Just if you'll allow real quick, some of the things that are still pending, and I pulled up Mr. Sweet's most recent, the amendment to his contract, and back in December, we were developing approaches and alternatives to the results of the rate study presently under preparation. That's still under preparation. It's still developing. developing options with the Regional Water Quality Control Board requirement for redundancy. I think we're still doing this.
Can we limit the comments, please, to the...
Right. And basically what I'm saying here, Mayor Hill, is that the ongoing work that the district's doing is obviously going to be needed to be done by someone who can come in and take the position and run with it. So I look forward to the process.
Thank you. Is there any other comment? Okay. Hearing none.
I'll move to adjourn.
I would like to request that the item be tabled until the regular meeting.
Yes.
And brought forward at the on the agenda for the regular meeting coming up.
I agree. That's the 17th, I think, next Wednesday?
19th, okay. I believe, of August.
Okay, the 19th. Okay. I'm just trying to get a view. It looks like it's 4:30. So.
Right.
I used to be able to see that.
So with that, I think that is the conclusion of the business this evening. If we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second.
All right, everybody.